right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's get into the top three stories here. Later this hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Cirque Spectacular, presented by the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. So you want to stick around for that. So top three stories is earthquake death toll over 7,700 now, and the majority of those in Turkey. But, oh, my goodness, just a terrible tragedy, right? I mean, yesterday on the show, it was at 3,500. Now it's at over 7,700. That's just horrific. And then Dell. So yesterday we talked about how some of the fake meat companies were doing 20% of their layoffs. Well, now we've got Dell cutting 6,500 jobs. Zoom announced today they're cutting 15% of their workforce as well. Unemployment numbers are still going down, though, so that's a good thing. Then we've got this State of the Union tonight at 7 o'clock. We will have that live for you right here on News Radio 92.3. And 28% of Americans say they plan to watch at least some of the State of the Union address tonight. So 28%, not quite a third looking to do so. So I want to get into a couple other stories here about the border. So we got a special session going on here in the state of Florida right now. And this special session is to deal with Disney and their special tax status, but it's also to deal with immigration some. There was a Florida bill. Well, first of all, the Senate has advanced a bill that would authorize $10 million more for migrant flights. All right, so that's advanced forward in the committee. Now, remember, the legislative session doesn't begin until March, the first week of March, but they've got the special session where they can get some stuff, you know, passed a little bit more aggressively. So they've authorized $10 million more for migrant flights. Well, in the meantime, part of this special session is they have a bill called I don't even know what it's called, but what it would do is it would create the Unauthorized Alien Transport Program. And this bill has passed its first hurdle. So this bill would create this program, and this program would be part of the Division of Emergency Management. And their job is to use that $10 million that's been appropriated to transport migrants. It's like the people on this committee or in this panel or whatever on this unauthorized alien transport program, their job would be to transport illegal aliens from the state of Florida to other places. So, and that's where that $10 million appropriation came from, is for that program. Thought that was kind of interesting. They're moving forward with that. And this comes about, of course, what, like 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks after the courts said that they threw out the case, the lawsuit against Governor DeSantis in the state of Florida pertaining to migrant flights. So, so pretty big updates right there with migrants in our state. Now, nationwide, the Border Patrol had a press conference, and they had released a report pertaining to kind of conditions at the border. Here are some of the highlights of things that came out from the border today. One, the majority illegally entering the Tucson sector, so down in Arizona, the majority going through the Tucson sector are single military age men. The reason why that is significant to point out is Border Patrol is trying to say, look, all these people out there are trying to say these are just families trying to come here for a better life, or they're migrant children even, they're unaccompanied. They're like, no. Well, it might be that way in many cases, in some cases, but particularly in the Tucson area, it's single military-age men. So what is their intention in coming here? Are they just looking to get work so they can have a better life? Yeah, some of them, yes, that is. But as they're pointing out, a lot of them work for the drug cartels. Others are in gangs, and that's why they're crossing over for gang activity or drug activity. So that was one thing that came out. The other thing that came out was that Mexican cartels use drones to identify law enforcement locations. So we've talked about using drones quite a bit on the border as a way to better monitor the situation at the border. Well, apparently the cartels already figured that out too, and that's what they're doing, which got me just like so excited. Are we about to have drone wars along the border? Like where they're shooting each other down? That would be awesome. But right now the cartels are using drones to figure out, oh, this is where the law enforcement is right now. Let's move the migrants over here to this part where the law enforcement isn't right there. It's also the cartels are using the drones in order to figure out exactly where the border walls are and other checkpoints like that. Something else that came out from the Border Patrol report today from the committee hearing. There was a lot of reports that the fentanyl crisis in the United States is not coming across the border. It's coming from maybe ports, or it's manufactured in the country. According to one of the reports here, 90%, basically they said 90% of fentanyl seizures were at ports of entry, is what they said. But no, 80% of fentanyl seized is at the border. Border Patrol agents refuted claims that fentanyl is not smuggled into the U.S. between ports of entry. I'm saying no. 80 to 90% of it is, that's how where it's coming from. Oh, boy. Then let's see here. One other story here for border is, well, I'll get into this story because this one, this one actually did not come out from the committee hearing today, the border report. It just happened to be released the same day. This information about Mexican drug cartels in the United States and how they're operating. And it's pretty astounding. I'll share that with you coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3 right after Traffic on the Fives.
I-10, I-110 showing no delays throughout our area, as well as 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Mobile Highway, and Cervantes checking in clear. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect delays. This is going to start once you get onto the bridge. Leaving Pensacola in the eastbound direction, it's only open to one lane due to construction. So expect slowdowns there. And on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Before you get to Gondolier Boulevard, expect some slowdowns. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so the same day that this report was coming out about the border that says that, yes, most of the fentanyl coming into the United States is coming across the ports of entry and across the borders, the other report is that single military-aged men are the predominant ones crossing at least the Tucson area. Going along with this, back in December, law enforcement in Montana exposed a multi-million-dollar drug trafficking network in Butte, Montana. Of all places, like it's rural. There's not a lot of people in Montana, and it's a huge state, not a lot of people, and they uncovered a multi-million-dollar drug trafficking network. As they delved in deeper, they realized that a lot of the people arrested were part of the Sinaloa cartel. That's part of the El Chapo group. Long story short, they have uncovered two predominant Mexican drug cartels that have basically set up operations in Montana. What they found, obviously what law enforcement believes now is that they realize that the spacious, you know, very rural area of Montana allows them to operate without very many eyes on them. Yet they're already in America. So all they got to do is, at this point then, is just try to get, you know, smuggle some people across the border, get them up to Montana to operate farms and operate their network. And that's way up north. That was a pretty big one. Apparently Mexican drug cartels operating large-scale operations in Montana. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus tonight, 7 o'clock, we're going to have the State of the Union address by President Biden right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around. Running through the strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing up the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, bitches on my phone lights. Everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine. Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming, trying to rob myself of something. You just trying to get a word and life is not fair. Working on my tunnel vision, trying to get a new prescription, taking swings and even missing, but I don't care. I'm dancing more, just a little bit, breathing more, just a little bit, care a little less, just a little bit, like life is woo. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, coming up here in about 8 minutes, got your daily dad joke, and then something that seems like a joke, but it's not. It's a law here, or I guess a rule in Florida that's looking to get overturned in the next legislative session. So we'll talk about that coming up here shortly. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The death toll from a massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria is rising at a rapid pace. At last report, more than 7,700 people were dead, thousands more injured in both countries. President Biden delivers the annual State of the Union address tonight. The White House says topics will include making more progress on ending cancer, dealing with mental health issues, and tackling the ongoing opioid epidemic. The Republican response will be delivered by Governor Sarah Huckabee. Most of the wreckage from a downed Chinese spy balloon has been cleared off the North and South Carolina coastlines. That's from the North American Aerospace Defense Command, says a crew from the USS Carter Hall worked to clean the debris. And NBA history could be made in Los Angeles tonight as LeBron James is just 36 points away from breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record. The Lakers take on the Oklahoma City Thunder at 9 o'clock Central Time tonight, Bobby.
You think he's going to get it tonight?
I think it's going to be on Thursday. I think he'll get around like 28 to 32 points. That's kind of where I'm at on it. And then I think he'll break it on Thursday. I think he wants to kind of control as much as he can how he breaks it. You know, I don't think he wants to do it on like a free throw or something like that. I think he wants to do like a, you know, patented windmill dunk or maybe a fadeaway or, you know, maybe even to bust out the sky hook. I don't know, but
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
So I think he'll get really close tonight and then, you know, have all game Thursday where he can just play as relaxed as possible and, you know, pick up the record on Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he'll get it on Thursday as well. I think he'll get, you know, 20-something points tonight, be pretty close, and probably in the second half of the game on Thursday is when he'll get the record. So, State of the Union tonight, we're going to have that live right here on News Radio 92.3 at 7 o'clock. You mentioned before Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's the new governor of Arkansas, going to be giving the GOP response. There's, when you look at the State of the Union address, is there anything in here that you're looking forward to for policy things, anything like that?
I think the opioid epidemic is something that I'm curious about. Because I know that, you know, that's something that cover Florida politics here, and of course, and our senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott have been very, very much vocal about that. Senator Scott, you know, he's over the last couple of weeks, he's been kind of on a statewide barnstorming tour talking about, you know, legislation that he's proposed to try to combat that. Talking about, what was it, like maybe a month and a half ago or so when Sheriff Chip Simmons had that news conference where he was talking about the amount of fentanyl that they discovered. Yes. So I think that's an issue that really hits home, or should hit home, I think, to everybody in that. So I'm curious to see where he goes with that, and the response that the Republicans in the chamber will give on that, how much common ground there is in attacking this issue at the border.
Right, exactly, and that's what I look for. Which parts do the Republicans actually applaud with the president, or and vice versa, like when it's Trump was the president, what parts do the Democrats actually applaud with? To where you can say, okay, this is something that they all are on the same page on. You don't
see
a lot of those moments.
and you know, obviously this is the first time that Kevin McCarthy is going to be up there. So yes. that's going to be a new visual that Americans haven't had in several years.
For a long time. Yeah, exactly. I do like, I did see that he said he will not be tearing up the speech tonight. He's already committed to not tearing up the speech. So it's like, okay, all right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We are seeing some slight slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be going in the westbound direction as you're getting closer to the Pine Forest exit. We had a disabled vehicle that was blocking the right lane for just a little bit. It has been cleared off and it is improving, but just keep that in mind. You might see a small patch of delays. Again, heading westbound on I-10. 98, leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect slowdowns as you're getting closer to Gondolier Boulevard. That's going to be slow-moving traffic the whole way throughout the Nature Preserve. And Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Afternoon delays due to construction on the bridge. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number again, 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Daily Dad Joke, plus something that seems like a joke, but no, it's a law here in Florida that a lot of moms are trying to overturn. We'll talk about that coming up next.
I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out. No need to take
a
slow.
Right now, Bobby Rossi coming up here. Shortly, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Cirque Spectacular at the Singer Theater. And so if you'd like those pair of tickets, be sure to tune into that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
I was abducted by aliens. They made me wash my hands, clean my room, and eat my vegetables. Turns out I was on the mothership. Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, there's a bill, there's a movement. Florida moms are trying to launch privacy period campaign. And I'm like, what is this about? I didn't know this, but apparently Florida's got a rule already for the Florida High School Athletic Association board has a rule already for any female athletes, you have to disclose information about your periods to the athletic departments. I was like, what? So they're trying to get this overturned, saying that girls having to report their periods to the athletic department is an overstep and violation of privacy. And so there's this new movement being called Privacy Period. And I'm like, wow. Well, apparently the Florida High School Athletic Association Board has decided to have an emergency meeting Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time in order to discuss the health forms that bring up periods for female athletes. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Roscoe, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So let's go ahead and give away the pair of tickets right now. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see Cirque Spectacular, this is Cirque Acrobatics, Classical Dance, and Contemporary Theater, Troupe Vertigo with the Pensacola Symphony. The tickets are sale now. You can get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. It's coming up this Saturday at the Sanger Theater. So if you'd like a pair of tickets to go see Cirque Spectacular, just text in Acrobat. Text in Acrobat to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Yeah, text in the word acrobat, and you can have a chance to win those. Coming up here shortly, there's an interesting bill that's been introduced in the state legislature pertaining to social media. We've talked about how other states are looking to try to do some things, and there's even a nationwide bill that's been introduced to try to restrict social media, have age restrictions for social media. There's a different approach that's happening here in the state of Florida that I have not seen other places. So we'll talk about that coming up here after our sports hit. Top three stories here for you. The latest death toll on that terrible earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria area, over 7,700. Oh, my goodness. It's astounding. Dell is looking to cut 6,500 jobs. Zoom, 15% of the workforce. This comes a day after the fake meat company said they're going to lay off about 20% of their workforce. 28% of Americans plan to watch some or all of the State of the Union address. So less than a third of Americans plan to watch the State of the Union. We will have that for you tonight right after this show at 7 o'clock on News Radio 92.3 live, so you can check out what the president has to say. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. NCAA men's basketball already underway. Number 18, Indiana, is beating number 24, Rutgers, just by 2 points. That game's on Big Ten Network. Number 21, UConn, coming out with a big early lead against number 10, Marquette. Could be an upset brewing early on already. They're up by 10 points. That game's on FS1. We should be getting the tip-off in about 15 minutes between Auburn and Texas A&M on ESPN2. Also in about 10 minutes on ESPN is North Carolina against Wake Forest. At 8 o'clock on ESPN, it's Arkansas against Kentucky. At 8 o'clock on ESPN2, it's Maryland against Michigan State. NBA's on TNT tonight at 6:30 with the Phoenix Suns against the Brooklyn Nets, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder against the LA Lakers, where you might, if LeBron has a big game, he might end up breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record tonight. NCAA women's basketball, number 16, Oklahoma, is playing Baylor on ESPN Plus at 7 o'clock. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10, I-110 moving without any slowdowns, as well as 29. Highway 90, expect some slow-moving traffic as you are leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the Highway 90 bridge. This is due to construction. Eastbound lane is only open it's only one lane open. 98, as you're leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point, you're going to have your everyday afternoon slowdowns, and that is going to start right around the Gulf Breeze Hospital and the Whataburger, and will clear up at Gondolier Boulevard, Three Mile Bridge, and Garcon Point Bridge, showing no delays. If you see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So your sports news, according to attorneys, the LIV Golf League, the new tournament, made virtually zero money last year. NBA trade rumors, now that Kyrie Irving's been traded to the Mavericks, Kevin Durant wants out. And so, but he's apparently talking to the team about their future goals and the direction of the team, but he may be traded before the Thursday deadline. According to a report, 49ers are hiring former Panthers interim head coach Steve Wilks as their defensive coordinator. Tennessee Titans have promoted Tim Kelly to be their offensive coordinator. Aaron Rodgers is going to decide his future during a darkness retreat, whatever that is. Patrick Mahomes says that his ankle is definitely better than it was last week. That's good news for him. And Byron Leftwich, former coach with the Jaguars, has talked to Notre Dame and about their offensive coordinator position now that Tommy Rees has left to go to University of Alabama. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So there's been a lot of discussion over the past year and a half, 2 years, about social media and its effects on kids, particularly as it pertains to cyberbullying, but also things that they might be exposed to that they probably shouldn't be. And so there's been discussion anywhere from basically government should step in and take over parents' job and regulate when kids can or cannot be on social media. There's been, you know, so they have age restrictions that they're discussing on even on a national level. There's been, but then I saw this out of Florida. There's a new bill that's going through the committees, and it's advanced through committee, and it's taking a different approach. It's going to require public schools to have basically social media safety lessons. So you'll have to have a social media safety class or conversations, or I don't know exactly what it will do, but I like this. I like this concept. I like this idea because it's like when I was raising my kids, and as I'm still raising one, I used to tell them, look, I'm going to put parental controls on the internet in the house, and I'm going to check your phone every now and then to see who you're chatting with and what you're doing. But you're going to have to learn discipline on your own, because no matter what I do, you can find a way around it if you want to. And no matter what I do as well, what I don't want to happen is that basically you're so protected or sheltered living in the home with me that as soon as you leave the house that you don't have the discipline to turn things off if you stumble across something or if something is sent to you or something like that, that you don't have the – if you don't have the discipline to shut it off yourself, you're going to struggle once you leave the house. And so we've had those conversations. Like, I can do things to protect you, but at the same time, you're going to have to build discipline to protect yourself because I can't always be there. And it used to be – like, that conversation used to be something about, like, physical – like, physically protecting you. Like, I can protect you, but you're going to have to learn how to defend yourself there, son, because we don't live in that environment now. Now, son, I need you – daughter, I need you to learn how to defend yourself against the attacks of Satan that are all online, whether that be bullying, whether it be pornography, whether it be messaging that is against things that you know are right, whatever it is, you're going to have to start defending – you're going to have to learn how to defend yourself against that. So I like this idea that if we're going to have anything, instead of regulating and going, well, you can't have access to this, you can't have access to that, I'm all for Facebook, Instagram, all these things coming up with more kid-friendly platforms like they do with the Facebook Messenger platform that has all these security protocols in place that protects the kids. So I'm all for that. Let's keep working on that. Keep working on a kid or, a friendlier kid version that protects kids from predators. But at the same time, over here in schools, let's have a class. Let's have a discussion that talks about the perils of social media and how to be on social media safely and how to discipline yourself to turn it off and to do this and do that. So I think it's a good idea, actually. And but it's moving through committee right now. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, good point, Bobby. It sounds like a warning about alcohol. Yeah, like when we were growing up, our parents would warn us about alcohol or cigarettes or whatever it might be. That's not the perils today for the kids. I mean, it is some. You still talk to them about that stuff. particularly drugs, especially now that people are lacing fentanyl and stuff. And but we just as much as you want to protect your kids from the perils of drugs and alcohol and everything like this and abusing that, you want to protect them from abusing the bad things that are on the internet. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford of the newsroom, and then we're going to get your top stories on foxnews.com, Bobby's brain teases, and much more right here on News Radio 92.3. Local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, the death toll from the massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria rising at a rapid pace. At last report, more than 7,700 people dead. The House Speaker is warning his party to be on their best behavior during tonight's State of the Union address. Kevin McCarthy told his colleagues during their weekly meeting, they need to be watchful of what they say in the Capitol in case it's caught on camera. New Hampshire will hold the first presidential primary, according to Secretary of State David Scanlon. Now, over the weekend, the Democratic National Committee declared South Carolina to hold the party's first primary. However, Scanlon says the DNC decision has no bearing on New Hampshire, and he noted a 1975 law mandating New Hampshire hold its primary 7 days before any other state.
Yeah, very interesting to see what's going to go down with all that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Top story on foxnews.com is NYPD officer, a husband, a father of young kids, dies after being shot by during robbery attempt. So, tough one right there. Idaho murder suspect may have planted key evidence to mislead investigators. According to FoxNews.com, that's the other top story. And then Biden, nominee, under fire, accused of lack of knowledge and experience. And what I want to talk about here right after Traffic on the Fives, I've got the guest list, President Biden's guest list, who he might be pointing out in the crowd tonight. So, and once again, at 7 o'clock, we're going to have the State of the Union for you live right here on News Radio 92.3. Right now, let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout Pensacola. We are still seeing some heavy traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace due to construction. Eastbound lane is only open is only one lane open, and 98 leaving Gulf Breeze proper heading towards Tiger Point. Still seeing heavy traffic. That's going to start around Gulf Breeze Hospital and the Whataburger, and it's going to clear up around Gondolier Boulevard if you're heading eastbound. See someone else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, the presidents often have a guest or multiple guests that show up at their at the State of the Union. They'll usually highlight them to point out some particular thing that they're trying to do, right? So we just got the guest list for tonight. It includes Maurice and Candace Barron of New York, the parents of a 3-year-old who survived a rare pediatric cancer. So they're probably going to be there to highlight Biden's Cancer Moonshot Initiative, which I do want to hear more about. Lynette Bonar of Tuba City, Arizona, a nurse medical executive involved in bringing the first cancer center to a Native American reservation. Bono, the lead singer from U2. He's going to be there as a guest for his advocacy and philanthropy efforts to support the global health and AIDS relief initiatives. Deanna Branch of Milwaukee. Her son was diagnosed with lead poisoning from unsafe drinking water in their home. So apparently he's going to bring up replacing lead drinking water pipes in the coming decade. Kristen Christensen and Avery Colmar of Seattle. Mother and daughter pair who are sharing their story about caring for their injured Navy veteran husband and father, which we know he's going to talk about veteran affairs as well. Ruth Cohen of Rockville, Maryland, a Holocaust survivor and volunteer at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. She's warned against rising anti-Semitism. Mitzi Colin Lopez of Westchester, Pennsylvania, advocate for the people brought to the U.S. illegally as children who've received protections under DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program. Maurice Dion Dykes of Knoxville, Tennessee, is training to be a teacher after a 25-year graphic design career as part of a program funded by the COVID relief law. Then Kate Foley of Rolling Meadows, Illinois, 10th grade teacher, looking to use the skills from her school engineering classes to pursue a career as a biomedical engineer. Darlene Gaffney is going to be a guest at the State of the Union tonight. She's from Charleston, North Carolina, breast cancer survivor. One from Florida, Jackie Lizick from Fort Myers, met with the President and First Lady in the wake of Hurricane Ian. So, and there's about, there's a whole bunch of other guests, actually. But there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio
923. What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
Only 8 countries have won the World Cup. That's it. Only 8. That's pretty bizarre. The highest scoring college basketball game in history was actually Troy State in Alabama against DeVry University of Atlanta in 1992. Troy State won 258-141. The word bikini comes from a language spoken in the Marshall Islands called Marshallese. It literally translates to surface of coconuts. And there is a difference between a labyrinth and a maze. A labyrinth is just one long winding path. A maze has paths that branch off into dead ends. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.